From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 8 people were killed Tuesday, and more than a dozen others were injured when a man drove a rented truck onto a busy bike path in New York City. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a lone wolf attack and said there was no evidence to suggest it was part of a wider plot. He noted residents would see a greater police presence.
You'll see them in the airports. You'll see them in the tunnels. It's not because there's any evidence of any ongoing threat or any additional threat. It is just out of vigilance and out of caution.
Loba Linda Andres was present during the incident and recounts her experience.
I was standing waiting for the go light to cross, and then I heard
incoming
the gunshot. It's so loud. It was loud, and then the people, one guy I heard, it's a gunshot. So the people started running.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said authorities will get down to the bottom of what happened. And New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill said the man exited the vehicle brandishing 2 handguns. A paintball gun and a pellet gun were later found at the scene. The suspect was shot in the abdomen by police and then taken into custody. Police said the driver shouted Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great, when he got out of the truck. O'Neill was asked about whether the suspect shouted the phrase, and he said,
"Yeah, he did. He did make a statement when he exited the vehicle. And if you just look at the MO of the attack, that's consistent with what's been going on. So that along with the statement, has enabled us to label this a terrorist event."
The driver was being treated at a local hospital. His condition is not disclosed. This is VOA News. The Spanish government's delegate in Catalonia said Tuesday night that all departments of the Catalan administration are working with normality after Spain imposed direct rule on Catalonia. Speaking at a news conference at the Spanish government headquarters in Barcelona, Enric Millo said he hoped sacked Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont would present himself in a court in Madrid. He called on citizens to respect the court proceedings and said that no one was going to put themselves above the law. Spain's high court issued summons for Puigdemont and 13 members of his sacked administration to testify in Madrid on Thursday and Friday as the court starts proceedings charging with allegations of rebellion, sedition, and breach of trust. Relations between 2 of Asia's top powers are edging back on track. China and South Korea agreed to mend broken ties on Tuesday and put their fallout over the U.S. anti-missile system known as THAAD to one side, moving closer together to counter the threat from North Korea. Samantha Vadas has more.
Last year's rollout of THAAD in the South triggered a heavy diplomatic spat between Beijing and Seoul. And for the past 12 months, China has been on a mission to punish its neighbor, cutting off businesses and cultural links and crippling several South Korean companies operating on its turf. But already the pact to move forward is bearing fruit, with shares in some South Korean companies rising on Tuesday in anticipation business will soon get back to normal. The move is also being seen as China's way of presenting a more friendly face to the U.S. ahead of Donald Trump's much-anticipated visit to the region next week.
That's reporter Samantha Vadas. Attorneys for Twitter, Facebook, and Google on Tuesday told U.S. lawmakers that Russian entities use their platforms to sow discord and disinformation during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign, but downplayed the magnitude of those efforts. Sean Edgett, Twitter's acting general counsel, said the company studied all tweets posted from September 1st to November 15, 2016, and they said that Russian troll accounts made up for around 1/100th of the percent of all tweets. Twitter has taken action against the suspected Russian trolls, suspending over 2,700 accounts and implemented new dedicated teams to enhance the quality of the information its users see. Facebook said it would hire more people to vet and, when necessary, remove content and verify and publish the identities of election advertisers. Exit talks between Britain and European Union officials will begin and take place next week, November 9th and 10th, for a 6th round of negotiations. The UK is due to leave the EU in March of 2019. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.